السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, I'm recording. Islam allows slavery. Do you believe it? Islam allows slavery?
No.
Yes, it does. Let me tell you for who. For who? If this is the pool of, if this is the pool that has slaves in it, let's say that.
Why is there a pool of slaves?
No, I'm just being metaphor. Metaphor.
Yeah, exactly.
If we say slaves, like the slaves are, it's like the water of a container. Okay? What is the inn? What provides inn?
We're the clouds.
Oh, the clouds?
Who are the ones?
The sun.
Who are the ones that become slaves?
We are. We are the slaves.
Prisoners of war.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's true, too.
POW.
Like, you're like, no.
Yeah, but he's not talking about it.
POW. Prisoners of war are the source of being of the source of slaves. So slaves come because of the prisoners of war. Okay. Now, what should we do with the prisoners of war? Suggest.
They can be convert to Muslims.
No, we don't force anybody to convert to Muslims.
Yeah, but they can't.
Take away their freedom and make them slaves.
I would just send them back.
That's number one. There are four possibilities, actually five possibilities with the prisoner of war. Number one, exchange. You know what exchange is? Like, you have my prisoners of war, I have your prisoners of war. You free mine, I free yours.
Okay.
The exchange. The enemy has prisoners of war. We have prisoners of war. And we say, we exchange. You give us ours and you take yours. That is the first source. The second source is ransom. Ransom means slaves buy themselves out. Like by saying, okay, I pay you $1,000. I pay you $1,000 and go ahead.
Isn't that what like Abu Bakr did?
With who?
Like Bilal.
Oh, now that's a different story. That's a different story. But you say, so the family of this, the prisoner of war will come and buy. They say, okay, this is our son. How much do you want? Say, well, $1,000. Okay, here is $1,000 and give us our son back. Here is $1,000 and give us your son back. How about the third choice is to put them in prison. And then the fourth choice is to execute them. Execute them. And the fifth one is execute them. And the fifth one is put them into
prison.
Slavery. Put them into slavery. You got it? So, in your opinion, which one is the best?
None. People are not objects. You can exchange them around.
Well,
I agree with.
But hold on. What would you do with your prisoners of war? Which one do you prefer? Which one do you prefer, huh?
Yeah, send them back. Came from.
Send them back to where they came from. Exchange.
So that they can go back and fight you?
No. So you can be like, we're ending this war. You're gonna change it. It's fine.
But, I would prefer this one, and the other people prefer that they keep the slaves so then they can do their work for them.
Exactly. This is like. This is equivalent to this sign here. Equivalent to this is equivalent. Okay. So being a slave is equivalent to prison. Why? Because in prison you have the prisoners are slaves, right? Where in prison the freedom of the people are taken. What's the difference between prison and slavery? Which one is better? Prison, send the prisoners of war. Prison or slavery?
Prison.
But in prison, okay, you are a burden on the society. As a prisoner of war, we're talking about prisoners of war. You are a burden on the society. Okay? Not only that you're a burden on the society has to feed you. We have to feed you. And we have to provide you with food and shelter and clothes and housing. Okay? And we take away your freedom. You take away your freedom. So what's the difference between being a slave and being in prison? In this one, in prison, we take away the freedom of the prisoner of war. And in slavery, we also take out the freedom. Do you agree with me? So the advantage of slavery over A, exchange, B, ransom, C, prison, D, execution, E, slavery. In slavery, yes, but they, in slavery, they work, okay? But they are exposed to a Muslim family, and they are exposed to Islam. You got it? So by being a slave, you are exposed to the actual Muslim society. And you are working. You're not a burden on the society. You're working for your own food. You're working, and you get clothed. You get fed by the family or by the owner.
Really?
Yeah. So now here is what Islam did. Islam wanted to eliminate slavery. So Islam said, okay, there are waves. I am using a metaphor. I'm using a metaphor here. Are you listening? I'm using a metaphor. This metaphor is about 15. I guess we're missing three more.
Oh yeah, Mohammed's not here today.
Okay. I'm using a metaphor here. Girls, I am using a metaphor. The metaphor is a tank full of water. Now, if you have many exits, you have many exits. You have one source and input and three or more exits. Then where do you think this the water in this tank will be, will end up? Huh? No, no, the tank is full of water. This is a metaphor. This is a metaphor. If you have a tank that has only one opening to enter for the water to enter and three openings for the water to exit, where do you think about this tank at one point? The tank will dry.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is how Islam used, this is the tactic that Islam used to get rid of or eliminate slavery. So Islam provided a lot of exits. So what is the first exit? Remember that when Islam came, slavery was already in the society. So slavery was already where? In the society. So you want to transition, you want to transition a society, you want to transition a society from slavery into no slavery. So Islam had a lot of exits, a lot of exits to this thing. Can you give me an example where you free slaves in Islam? Huh?
Okay, so if you buy them?
Buy them and free them. If you buy the slave and free them, this, if you do that, that's a good deed. If you can't fast, then you can buy a slave and free the slave.
What if you marry them?
That's a different story.
You can't
we'll
marry
get
a
to
slave,
it.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
But he freed the slavery first. He freed the slave first, and then he married her. So Lena, can you explain this? This is the metaphor of a tank that has one input and three exits.
Pretty much, these three exits is like holes and it leaks, and so eventually this water level will go down because all of the water is outside. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Drain, all the water will be drained out because, let's say, you have an input, let's say, 10 per second, and you have an exit 30 per second. So at the end, this tank of slaves will what? End. Do you understand this metaphor for playing with your iPhone? Okay. So in prison, they are a burden on the society. They have to be fed, and they had to be provided clothing and housing. Okay? And not only that, but are deprived from interacting with the Muslim society. But in slavery, this person can work for his food, his or her food, his or her freedom, buying themselves out to freedom, his or her housing. And this way, they are not burdened on the society. You agree with me? And on the top of that, they get exposed to Muslim family. Agreed? Okay. So now, the rights, the slaves have rights in Islam. What are the rights of slaves, you think? They are not like the African-American slaves. Totally different. Slavery in Islam is totally different. What are the rights of slaves?
You have to be...
Number one?
You can have your own...
Number one, access to court.
What do you mean access to court?
Separate from each other. Like, they can file lawsuits.
Oh,
they can complain to a judge. Right? They can complain with a judge. What else?
They could choose their own religion.
They wear from the same level as the owner. They wear clothes similar to the clothes of the owner.
Really?
Yes. And they
treat
eat
them
food
as
a member of the family.
Oh. But then the person does like chores.
Okay. What did you say?
Like the person, like the slave, does
you
like
pretty much,
chores.
It's not like they get like a golden, no, we can't touch you up. Like, they're not exactly on your level of status, but you still treat them nicely, so you still get
the
food.
Is it like
and
a servant?
Just like the equal?
Like,
yeah, it's like a servant, except for you're not paying them. Yeah.
Well.
But they can't.
They provide food.
Like,
and,
yeah. I know, but then like, can they just stop being slaves? Like,
do they provide education?
Like, eat good food from the same type.
Let him continue and probably answer all your questions.
And they can buy. This is something good allowed in Islam. You can buy, the slave can buy his or her freedom. How? Now, Islam does not allow you to work the slave all the time. The slave has to rest, right? So this slave will make a contract with you to buy himself out. It says, okay, I work during my rest time, and whatever money I earn, I use it to buy myself out. So here's the slave goes out to work after his work is done, goes out to work, brings money in, okay, and then when the contract money is fulfilled, then the slave becomes free. If the master doesn't want to free the slave, then guess what happens?
No one.
He has access to?
Court.
He can go to court and force his master to free him. Okay. Now, let's compare with the current event. What happened to the Bosnia, to the prisoners of war in Bosnia?
Where's Bosnia again?
Bosnia. It's in Europe.
Oh,
Bosnia.
We have two friends.
So anybody
want to
explain
because
the rest of us
can't.
Well, I know
that. I think we know.
Do you know anything about the Bosnian war?
No.
Okay. The Bosnian people were mostly Muslims, mainly Muslims. And Serbs, they are fighting against Serbs. And then Serbs were mainly Christians. Okay.
This happened recently.
1994. Okay, so now here is what happened. Here is what happened.
Yeah, you can't have children after you're out of wedlock, no matter if it's.
The prisoners of war, they were killed. They were killed. Mass graves. The Serbs made mass graves, and they would kill Bosnian people, and dump them into mass graves.
And the Holocaust, same thing happened. They just tortured Jews until.
And then they will. And then they will put the female prisoners of war into rape camps.
What?
Yeah.
There's a such thing?
Rape? What?
There's a such thing? I know, I'm like, I've never heard that before.
Never heard
that.
There is.
A camp where they are being raped and killed.
What if...
raped and killed.
What if they accidentally become pregnant?
They're killed anyway.
This is very good. What if they are pregnant?
They kill them if they're pregnant?
I heard a story about
abortion.
Why?
That they.
And then.
Guys, focus.
Okay? So they make prisoners of war. That was disgusting. It was a war crime. And the people who did that were judged as war criminals. Now, let me make it, I'll give you another example. What happened to the people in Guantanamo Bay?
Oh yeah, that was a terrible.
Do you know about Guantanamo?
I didn't know exactly.
Now Guantanamo, now you remember Guantanamo. It happened when you guys were children. It's closer to your eye. Do you know? What do you know about Guantanamo Bay?
Guys, commentary is unneeded.
What happened in?
They left the Muslims locked in a jail, basically.
Yes, they put them into cages, like animals. They were. They first of all, Guantanamo Bay is in Panama, outside of United States. So the law, the U.S. laws, don't apply.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, and they're like, it's like,
do you know how they said they caged them like animals? But then the people who would cage them, wouldn't they be animals? Because they're trying to do that to people.
But, no.
Yeah, but they were still caged like animals.
Do they still get food?
Yeah, they get food.
Wait,
they
why
get
did
drink.
They do that?
Minor bits. In, let's just say here in America, old time slavery, the amount of food they got, so they were required to, wake up. Really, really early, and they had to work until it was really, really late, and so they didn't even get 5 hours of sleep, and they were required to do that unless there was this one horn, and if you didn't wake up to that one horn, you'd be punished. And so all of the slaves would get up, and they would go out, and they would have to work, and then at the very, very end of the day, they're given this measly bite, and if they're lucky, it's not rotten, but the slaves would take whatever food that they could. And then they'd go to sleep again for 5 hours, and then they'd be super sleep deprived, and so they wouldn't work as well, but the workers were still like, we need you guys to work. And so they would punish them if they weren't working to their best of abilities, but they can't work to the best of their abilities because they've only gotten 15 hours of sleep in the past 72 hours.
And lousy meals.
And very lousy meals, so they don't have any energy, so they're whipped, and then from there they probably just lay down and die because they don't...
They were not. They did not have access to courts. They did not wear from the same clothes as their master, eat from the same food as their master, and they cannot buy. They were not allowed to set contracts to buy themselves out of slavery.
Whatever money they did get, they didn't even have free time. So some slaves would have to go out.
In Islam, they have slaves have access to courts. A slave have the right to eat from the same food you eat.
Yeah, but in other places, all this bad stuff.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, slaves were abused. They don't have access to court, and they are not allowed to buy themselves, to buy their own freedom, basically, unlike the Muslim slaves. Actually, many slaves to the Muslim world, they were treated better than Europe when Europe was in the Dark Ages. Okay, they were treated better than when they are free in Europe. So they preferred to be a slave in a Muslim nation than being free in Europe. Because being a slave gives you rights more than the rights of the free people in Europe.
And you're guaranteed a certain amount of food, which you wouldn't be guaranteed.
So did homeless people become slaves oftentimes?
No. Why would homeless people become slaves?
So that they could get food and stuff.
The only way you can really become a slave in a
they get from
country
zakat.
Is if you're a prisoner of war. But they would hear about the people who are in Europe and they're like, alhamdulillah, I'm here. Because here is way better. There's better circumstances and I'm not constantly living in fear, wondering where my next meal will come from.
So using the metaphor of a tank. The input only to the tank are prisoners of war. The exits from the tank are, can you give me an example? A person who can't fast. They can replace that by freeing a slave. A person who made a wrong oath. like saying by a mistake, like saying, I swear by Allah that this thing, if this thing happens, I'm going to give $1 billion in charity or $10,000 in charity.
They're a slave.
Let's say, okay, I say, I give oath to Allah that if my son is done with high school, okay, I will give in a charity $100,000, for example. And then your son, the son gets done with high school, okay? And then you don't give the $100,000. So you broke your promise. So when you make a promise to Allah and break your promise, huh? When you give a promise to Allah and break what? Your promise. Then, Lina, can you let them know about that when you break your promise?
Yeah.
That would be freeing a slave. And charity, zakah. Zakah can be paid to free slaves. Like if you have $10,000 of zakah, you can go buy 5 or 6 or 7, whatever the number of slaves that you can buy. You can buy them and free them. You can buy them and free them. Do you understand? Okay, so here is freedom. Now,
when you buy slaves, do you have to also free them?
Yes, that's the deal. You deal, you buy a slave and free them from the money of the zakat. Okay.
So you can see how this would probably like decrease the amount of slaves inside of a Muslim country. So if there's only slaves when there's a time of war, did I write that down? No, I didn't.
Okay. I'm going to pass a picture of how the prisoners of war are treated in Guantanamo Bay, and this is an example of how to treat the prisoner of war and the society. They were forced to be like that for days and days. Forced
yeah,
to.
There's another thing. You have right to clothes. Inside of colonial America, the amount of clothes that a slave would have is actually ridiculous. So when they're a baby and they're still growing, they are naked. Because they are growing, that they wouldn't give them clothes unless it was like the mother had like sewn it out of her old clothes. And then they only get one new pair of clothes per year. So they only have one set and they wear it for a year until it's ragged and torn and...
What are they doing?
Wait, what if they don't want to be like their wife?
Okay, so if you broke your promise to Allah, if you broke...
Yeah. Well, there's other ways to get...
If you break your promise to Allah, you can either fast 10 days or free slaves.
I thought if you lie about something and then say, well,
what? What?
Don't you have to fast for 3 days, not 10?
If you lie, then this will get you to hellfire. You need
no,
to do tawbah.
If you like say wallahi and then you don't do something, it's 3 days.
If you promise Allah to do something...
Is it 3 days of fasting?
If you promise Allah to do something and you don't do it... Yes.
If you break your fast...
No, that's the thing for wallahi.
You can free a slave if you have an excuse. If you have an excuse...
What if we're in America? Break the promise. Yeah. Like, if you break your fast, you're
not going to be that
time. Yes, if you have an excuse. Okay, there is another one. If a man tells his wife, you are like my mother. If a man tells his wife, you are like my mother. This is like divorcing and no divorce. This is suspending his wife. She's not a wife, but she's still his wife. So suspending his wife. He doesn't treat her like a wife, but he's not divorcing her. This is, they used to do that. They used to do that by saying, a man says to his wife, you're like my mother. So she lives in a state of being not a wife, and not, he doesn't free her by divorce, and he's not treating her as a wife. So basically, he's telling her, you're like my mother, means that he's not going to treat her like a wife, and at the same time, he's not divorcing her.
This is what? A wife?
What?
A slave?
No, wife, wife.
Oh my God. And what does this have to do with the...
Now, in order to get out of it,
do you know what you're saying?
I was gonna say slave.
In order to get out of it, no, please, please, please,
guys, guys.
In order to get out of this, they have to free slaves. So if the guy wants to treat his wife back as a wife, okay, then he has to free slaves first as a punishment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no more.
You understand?
Yeah, here, don't
learn about rape.
Wait, what do you mean that
okay,
he
brought
what?
Wikipedia is not reliable.
Huh?
You're not reliable, though.
Please, listen to this.
He is more reliable than you.
If a man called his wife, you're like my mother, so he's suspending her, she's not a wife, she's not free, she's not divorced, then this is in order to get out of this, the man has to free slaves.
Wait, what do you mean that, like, she doesn't have freedom?
She doesn't divorce her so that she can marry somebody else. And at the same time, he doesn't treat her as a wife.
So that he can marry somebody else?
Yeah, he can marry somebody else.
No,
but we're not talking about this. We're talking about doing this to his wife, saying, you are like my mother. You are like my mother. It means that I am not going to treat you like a wife. Hello. Okay. Now, how about slave women? Ha. Huh. What does Islam do with the slave girls and slave women? Okay. Okay. There is, in the past, before Islam, the slave women will just be treated really meanly. Like they are forced. They are forced to forced to be prostitutes. They force it to be prostitutes.
Except they don't get money. They don't get money?
In the old days before Islam, they used to be treated as what?
Prostitutes.
So it's like the owner saying, okay. The owner saying, okay, this guy, go live with this guy for 2 days. And then, hey, go live with this guy for 3 days. Do you understand?
It's a girl. He sells her body for
money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
What?
Dirty person.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say
yes.
here?
Oh my God. Wait, but like, can somebody buy their freedom too?
Yes. So.
So you're pretty much given free time at the end of the day. So they like. We already said this.
You can buy yourself.
You're giving you free time, and you're given like 3 hours.
Really.
And during this free time, you can either work for your master or work for somebody else, and you can obtain money to then, therefore, buy yourself out. You need to consult your master first to be like,
could they
oh.
Before Islam.
They, I mean, anybody can run away. It's just a question of whether you can.
Whether you can run away or not.
Away
don't read it.
It.
Put it here. Okay. Okay. Please, let's listen to this. Before Islam, women and girl slaves were treated like they were forced to be prostitutes. Meaning what? The owner would say, okay. The owner would say, go live with this guy for 2 days. And then after the 2 days, he said, go live with this guy for 3 days. And then after 3 days, go live with this guy for 5 days.
Do they get money from that?
Either money or a service, like a favor. Like, you favor me, I'm going to send my slave girl to live with you for 3 days, for example. Okay? In Islam, this is not allowed. In Islam, the slave girls... In Islam, slave women are treated like wives. Like what? Like wives. Whatever you do to your wife, you can do to your slave girl.
Even if she's a...
a slave, women, whatever it is. Okay? Hold on. But you cannot send her to live with somebody else. You cannot send her to live with your friend.
The thing is, like, she's like,
well, like, you know how, like, okay, can I ask something? You know how, like, a slave has to do whatever the master says?
Yes!
Oh my god!
Okay. She would be punished. She would be forced.
Did you guys hear that question?
Yeah. No.
But like, if she was forced to, like.
No, she can. She can. She doesn't have. She's not forced. She's not forced.
And if she is forced, she has a right of the court, and then the guy's reputation is ruined.
So,
wait, so how do I find a slave?
We want
to
get pregnant.
I want to adopt a slave.
Yes, the slave becomes like a wife. Whether she's the second wife or maybe a man is having one slave woman and they are.
Oh, yeah. Silent!
Shh.
I
am not able to tell you the rules of women slaves in Islam. I cannot finish the class this way, okay?
This is actually a very important topic, because if somebody's like, well, you guys are so just and fair, then why do you guys have slaves? That'd be a complete contradiction to everything that we would believe. So then you can bring out all of these points, because the only slaves that exist are prisoners of war. Which, it's not even that anymore, because prisons were practically non-existent way back when, and if they were, like, they were so...
burden on the society.
It was like a huge burden on the society. So then they created this system, which is a completely fair system. Like, they still have all their rights. They're still treated really well. And so now, you know, you can tell that to people that they are completely wrong. Amen. Focus.
On me.
Okay. So now, how about women slaves? Number one, women slaves. Number one, you cannot... You cannot send your woman slave to other people. You cannot send your
woman. You can't send your wife to other people.
Stop! Exactly. So she's treated like a wife.
That's the point. You have to treat your slave like a wife.
I can't do the class like that. You guys have to stop talking and you guys have to focus. Or it's just like I'm shouting and you're shouting and we're not getting anywhere. Okay? Number one. Slave women in Islam. Number one, they are treated like
wives.
They are treated like wives. I cannot send her to spend day with this guy, go spend 3 days with this guy, go spend 4 days with this guy. This is not allowed in Islam. Okay? If you're going to send your wife to do that, are you going to send your wife to do that? Spend 1 day here, spend 1 day there? No. So the same thing with the slave girl. You don't do this to her. Second, if she gets pregnant, here we go.
Why would you get her pregnant?
Stop, Anya.
Because he's treating her like his wife. So when if he can make her wife become his wife come pregnant, he can make the slave woman.
Why does he have two children at the same time?
Huh?
Well, it's for a wife, it's on her will. For a slave girl, same way.
Shouldn't you get married to her first?
You can free her. A lot of Muslims would free a slave girl and marry them. Okay? To make them feel equal. Okay? Now, number three, if she gets pregnant, you cannot get rid of her. You cannot sell her on the market. Okay? If she gets pregnant, then she cannot be sold. You understand?
Okay, then what happens to the kid?
Oh, yeah.
Then it's your kid. Like, oh man, it's their kid.
And it's her kid. Now, after her master dies, you know, so the master can divorce his wife, but he cannot get rid of his slave woman if she's pregnant. The man can divorce his pregnant wife, but he cannot.
That's sick.
That's what it is. What is it again? That is and sick.
Because, like, the problem...
Why would you divorce your wife?
And, like,
some people just don't want to be
and
like
you
that.
Got her
I'm comparing, girls, I am comparing the status of slaves in Islam and status of women slaves outside of Islam. I'm just comparing that.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that the This, if the slave woman is pregnant, the owner cannot sell her. The owner cannot get rid of her.
Even if she gives birth?
Now, if she's pregnant, then birth comes next. Now, if she's born, if the child is born, then she's not called the slave woman anymore. She's called mother of my son, the mother of the child. So it's like, before it says, I am your slave girl. After that, she says, I am the mother of your child. Okay? Now, when she's a mother of a child, when the guy dies, the owner dies, she becomes automatically free.
Wow. What if they divorce?
Huh? What if they divorce? Get boys. No, there's no divorce.
There's no divorce if she has a child. So if she has a child,
he's stuck
even
with
if
her.
She's already pregnant. Like, the thing is that a woman with a child, she can't be sold, like, as slave. So from there, once the man dies, she's free. And
she's free.
And so is her son.
Yes.
In Islam, if you're allowed to divorce your wife, she has kids?
No.
No. Okay. Why would it not?
I don't know.
I'm comparing the rights of a slave girl to the rights of the wife. Okay? The man can get rid of his wife, but he cannot get rid of his slave girl once she becomes pregnant.
That's messed up.
He cannot get rid of her. He's stuck with her. Okay? And then when she delivers the baby and the owner dies, she automatically becomes
free.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So other nations like Serbia and Bosnia and war, they put women as slaves into rape camps. Wait. So which one is better, in your opinion?
Slave. Wait.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, the
is better.
Shh.
Oh, I know. But, like, could a slave man marry, like,
yes, a slave woman, yeah.
Not a slave woman, but a regular woman?
No woman would accept to marry a slave.
Because why would you want to marry a
slave? Why would you?
It's a shame.
So the woman has to be lower than the man?
Huh?
So the woman has to be lower than the man's status?
No, it's not lower.
It's just so wrong.
How?
She can't
in society, that's how it works. No, well, society.
She can survive. She can work. Or she can be rich.
Back in the day, it wasn't like that. Like, you have a man that has status.
Let me remind you.
She can't be divorced.
Let me remind you with what happened to Prophet Yusuf.
Yeah, I know. But
she was his owner. She tried to attract him.
That's usually what a lot of men do.
She tried to attract him.
That's more what like men do.
Yes. So, again.
It's true.
Man doesn't get that opportunity. Women get that opportunity. No woman would marry a slave guy. She would not accept that.
But is it haram?
It's not haram, but she's not going to accept that. It's just like marrying somebody.
Do you want to marry a slave on them? Is
what
that
if
what
she's
you're
rich?
Asking? What if they really love each other?
Then she buys him, she frees him, okay. And she married him. She marries him. If she likes her slave, then she can free him.
Slavery is so messed up.
Do you understand this?
No.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
No.
What is the part that you don't understand?
I don't understand the part where, like, if he does the thing with the slave, it's his
role.
Why would he do it?
Yeah,
why would he
do it? Like, you will marry a slave.
Please.
Let me do, clarify things. I'll ask him questions and I'll probably answer all of you guys. Can a slave girl get raped? By her owner.
Yes.
No. So it would have to be on her will that she does it.
Yes.
Wait, can I ask something?
Mm-hmm. What would be her, in what situation would she want to do it with him? If she likes him,
if she looks forward, no. If she looks forward to be free. That's one way of getting out of slavery.
Okay, if she's not a slave.
Yeah. This is one way of getting out of slavery. If she gets pregnant from her owner.
Trying to figure it out.
Wait.
So it is if she's not a slave, she's not a servant, she's not anything, but she's so poor that she can't like afford it, can she like go into like prostitution? If she's like super
poor.
Oh my
god.
But
no.
You don't get paid for
that's
it.
Like
she'll die.
Don't put a lot of things there is out there.
This is haram. Prostitution is totally haram.
Then you die naturally. You don't die.
Let's I can answer you later, but not now.
Guys wouldn't even be looking for that.
I still don't understand. So why would like the guy, do the thing with the slave girl if he's already married?
Because she's a slave girl.
So?
So if she accepts... If she accepts...
Yeah, so like what would the wife think of him?
Of her?
Of him.
Of him?
Yeah, if he
just
does...
like somebody having two wives.
This is not... Having two wives is not a good thing.
It's a something. It's practice. It's not the norm, but it happens. Just like we explained it before.
Okay.
Hold on. If he's not married, he can just...
Okay, I understand if he's not married, but if he's married...
Is he married, he's still... No. He can if his slave girl would allow.
No, but if his wife... How could he...
What would the wife think of the guy?
He's cheating on his wife.
He's not cheating on her.
So the wife would be completely fine with this?
Not fine. She would get jealous.
Then why would he do it?
Whatever reasons we mentioned before...
You can't do that on someone when you're already married.
Well,
that depends if you are.
Islam allows, for certain situations, Islam allows up to four wives, okay? So now, if he's married, then here is one marriage.
So
and
you
then
can get four wives at the same time?
Yes.
Honestly, if you were a good husband, you could have consent from your wife anyways, and then you wouldn't do it in the first place anyway.
When she's getting married to him, she can write in her contract that like she doesn't want him to take another wife, right? Like in the contract.
Yes.
And then my second question is, if he's like afraid of like, why would they be afraid of like committing adultery if they already have a wife?
Yeah, but like they're being asked for like some type of...
Don't get it.
Like, if they're, if like the fear of like them going out with the other woman is to why they're getting them, but why would they do that if they already have a wife?
Hello.
Oh, because she has they are allowed to. Okay, maybe I'm not getting your question. Can I? Right after the class.
Amazing.
So funny.
Any questions about this?
Yeah, that's because
it's
you're...
Like
doesn't mean you have to hit a... You don't have to throw a marker.
I asked your name. I mean, I called for your name.
You could have come up to me.
But you shouldn't be on... Focus with
you
us.
You can
focus.
Throw a marker at me.
Focus.
Don't throw markers at her.
Don't
throw
do
a
that.
Marker at me.
Focus!
Don't throw a marker.
Don't say anything.
Just, I agree with the throwing.
No, hold on.
Okay.
You should
Let's
bring,
just go back
You
now.
Should take this razor sharpeners and... Just kidding.
Hanya looks so... She's so done with it.
No, you just don't throw markers, okay?
It's okay, calm down. You're not going to
throw anything.
Now,
talking still.
In Islam, hello. In Islam, Islam is not allowing people to change the names of others, okay? In slavery, in African American, they were forced to change their last name to the name of the owner, the owning family. But in Islam, it's haram to do so. So they get to keep their names. They get to keep their names as well. These are among the differences. Huh?
That's actually a fun fact, the reason why Malcolm X is called Malcolm X. It's because
What's
he
Malcolm?
Didn't know his original last name. Oh my
God. He's a famous guy.
You don't know who Malcolm X is.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what you
like.
Run.
And then,
where do you live in the world? Where have you been? Living under
like,
a rock?
He's pretty much like Martin Luther King.
Or too in love with you.
Yeah. So the reason why his last name is X is because he used to have the last name of his owner, but then he took out the slam, but he still didn't have a last name, so his last name was X.
That's a variable.
Yes, he was called Malcolm something.
X. Are you going to throw
no.
that away?
He is. Okay, he was called. The reason he was called.
What does that mean?
These guys. We said before that Islam allows more than.
Guys,
be quiet!
Islam allows more than one wife and up to four.
I'll throw this at you.
Because...
No.
That's what I thought.
Because, number one, it provides... Number one, it protects from adultery. Number two, it's a relief to the divorce. It's a relief for the divorced. It's a relief for the widow. It's a relief for the girls that... past the age of marriage. I don't know what we call it. Maiden?
Yeah.
girls or maiden names?
Wait, you don't have to marry the son?
When your husband passes away.
Like, some girls reach 35 and 40 without getting married because they could not find someone to marry them.
Do you have to get married?
No.
You don't?
You don't have to
get married.
Because
my dad's always
getting married. I'm like,
You don't have to get married.
When you're older, you might regret not getting married because you might be very lonely and
you're so weird. Why would you not want to get married?
Don't you want to be happy and like have a life of work?
Yeah.
You're like, she's like, thank you.
Like, you're gonna get
lonely. If you really want, you get a dog, but
the bad thing about being a single mother is like, you know that that's not.
Well, but the thing is, also with adoption, if you're a single mother,
it's really hard because
while you have the child, you have to like support him, and he won't have like
the support that he needs
because he doesn't have like parents at home because you're too busy working with two people.
I thought like the brothers had to support her and like her.
But it's like you can't just rely on your brothers and your family because you shouldn't be like a burden on them.
There should be incentive for you to
not rely on my brothers.
Then
I just
won't have
money.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a doctor.
Any other questions?
You're gonna be very lonely.
I'm gonna have 50 cats.
Yeah, you're gonna be.
Yeah, I'm gonna
get married.
Like a million person.
You have 50 cats.
Very nice.
You are the most talkative girls in the
Thank
class.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Her. Thank God it's not.
We said before that
you lucked out.
In Arabic.
Okay. We said before that the person is allowed 4 wives. This is to provide, there's have reasons. Number one, protections from adultery. Number two, provide relief for the widow, divorced, and the girls who pass the age of marriage.
Wait.
And call them anis. In our culture, they call her anis. If she's like 30 and she's not married yet, then they call her anis.
You said the reason that a wife can't have many husbands is so that they know who the child belongs to. Can't they just do a DNA test and see who the child belongs to?
Okay, they didn't have DNA tests back then.
But I'm talking about in
Africa, for example, why are you going to provide them, or poor India or whatever? Who has access to DNA?
I mean, like, in where they have access to it.
By the way, guys, girls, let me tell you something very important. If something is haram and you're asked about the wisdom, then say, if the wisdom is mentioned in the Quran, then you say it. But if the wisdom comes out of yourself, like you're the one who made it up or thought about it, say this is what I think it is, not the Quran. For example, if somebody tells you why bork is haram,
oh my God,
your first answer would be because Allah said so.
Okay. I'll give you an example. This is what I think. What I think is that I've looked it up, there's been research, and the pig's meat tastes a lot like human meat.
Ew.
So that might be a reason why we're not allowed to eat pig.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, another thing is that they eat a lot of disgusting things.
There is
like whatever comes out of them. That's like my brother.
They eat everything like that.
Lena.
Yeah.
I heard that even if you manage what the pig eats, you put it in its own room, like it'll poop and eat its own poop.
Exactly. So there was also this really.
Okay. All these. It's very important that you pay attention to. It's very important that you pay attention to me in this point.
Wait, what?
So my sperm was pretty much eating everything in her brain.
If the wisdom is not mentioned in the Quran, please, it's important. If the wisdom is not mentioned in the Quran, then, and you're being asked, why this is haram, why eating pork is haram, the first answer should be because Allah said so. Because I believe in the Quran and Allah said so in the Quran. Now, did Allah say in the Quran why pork is haram?
Yes.
No, He didn't. Okay? So now you start and then saying, however, because Allah said so, however, I have come through several things I want to share with you. But those are my thoughts, not Allah's word. You understand that? Because if you say, because it's not clean, they will say, we will shampoo it every day. If you say if you say he eats bad food, if he says, if we say he eats bad food, then we'll say, he will say, then we'll make him eat cereals and milk every morning.
I love cereal and milk. I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I hate
cereal. If he tells you,
I love cereal.
It doesn't matter. Even if this habit, even if the big is given a shower every day, and even if this big is eating cereals and milk and very fancy, nice, cool, nice food, it is still haram. It is still haram. Why? Because Allah said so. Because Allah said so. So,
wait, I have a question.
So the wisdom is, you need to, you know, to say, the wisdom is, I came up with the wisdom from my own. This is what I think. Don't say this is Allah, what Allah said. No, say this is what I think it is.
What is
Allah,
I believe that
why did Allah create pigs and
that
we
could eat them?
Test. Why not, Shaitan,
if he knew that it was
going to
bring us
hellfire? All right, the class is over.
Wait.